5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Here's Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
Oh, I'm loving that intro. Welcome to Football Full Circle right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Joe Lisi, George Kurtz taking you around the league of the NFL. A very quiet day with the Masters and the start of Major League Baseball. But, George, it's always a pleasure. We're going to be on later tonight on Carver and Lisi breaking down the Masters and MLB. But football never sleeps right here on Sports Grid. Sam Darnold came out with the Carolina Panthers and said, hey, he doesn't care that they're shopping around for a potential quarterback. We know that they were possibly in the mix for Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson. But it begs a deeper question. He feels that he could be a good quarterback. And the question is, number one, is he right? I don't believe that, but is he right in his own words? And more importantly, are NFL teams giving young quarterbacks the opportunity in terms of a 2 or a 3 year window to possibly develop, or do they need more time?
Oh, Joe, you used to ask a great question, right? I mean, it's so much different from when you and I were growing up, right? And even more than just growing up. The game has changed as far as quarterbacks over the past, 15 years or so, 20 at most here? You don't have time anymore. All right, used to be, once again, back in the 70s, 80s, you quarterback would sit on the behind the starter for 3 years, 4 years, maybe longer if the starter was good. It's the way the game was now. And now with free agency, with big contracts and the such, no, we need these quarterbacks to figure out or make a judgment on them 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, max. And then we're moving on. You know, it's the microwave society of really American society in general, also of the NFL. You need to figure it out now. Well, can you hack it? Can you hack it? Now, part of that is okay because in the college offense, they're more geared towards NFL offenses now, so they're ready to play in the NFL sooner. But that much sooner, I don't know. Is it fair? Probably not. You know, but it is what it is. The way it is in the NFL. So I understand why some people, you know, aren't happy about it. Some people do take longer to develop than others, and there will be mistakes made. That being said, you know, Sam, you've had a couple of different teams here. I'm not so sure you're the poster boy for this. You know, for one who should complain, you failed in multiple places here. Is it totally fair? No. Different offensive coordinators seems like almost every year for Sam. I get it. You know, and it's probably not right, but I don't think anybody's crying, tears for Sam Darnold.
No, I don't think they are either. And I said in the intro, I don't believe he's the answer for the Carolina Panthers moving forward. He had every opportunity with a fresh slate with Matt Rhule and Joe Brady last year. And they stepped up, right? In the first part of the season, they started 3-0. And then all of a sudden, when teams sort of found them out and Christian McCaffrey went down, all the offense fell on Sam Darnold and he couldn't deliver. But I think when you look at younger quarterbacks, right? And we could throw Josh Rosen in there as well. right? Started with Arizona, went to Miami, and then went with last year with Atlanta. I mean, a journeyman quarterback, never lived up to the expectations. Look at Mitch Trubisky. A couple of years as the starter in terms of Chicago. Now he is the starting quarterback, or at least on paper, for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But there's not a lot of opportunity after that first shot, right? Like with Darnold, yes, he did get a second opportunity with Carolina. Now, if Danny Dimes, let's say, fizzes out in New York, there's not going to be a lot of takers for Daniel Jones. Same thing with Drew Lock. He's not even basically getting an opportunity, at least right now, to be penciled in as a starter for the Seattle Seahawks, right? We've heard Baker Mayfield. They might take a quarterback in the draft. So really, you really have to hit the ground running. And I think part of that as well, George, is it's not just the pressure on the coaches. It's how the game has evolved in the sense of it's so easy now. It's wide open. Defenses can't guard wide receivers. You can't touch them. Illegal contact, pass interference. If a quarterback is not successful in his first couple of years, guess what? He probably sucks.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is. I agree with everything you said there. Everything you said there is true. You know, it's in some ways it's not fair. But these teams need to make judgments right away. Let's face it, Joe, if they don't make these judgments, the owner's not giving the GM. The GM's not giving the coach. The coach's not giving the quarterback. It's all just rolling downhill. Nobody's being given time here. The GM doesn't give infinite time to figure it out, 4 to 6 years to get a winning team here. The coach's certainly not getting that. I mean, come on, what is the turnover in coaches every year? Almost a third, a quarter of the coach? We had 10 coaching changes this year. It's just, and it'll be like 6 to 8 next year as well. It just goes on and on and on. No one's giving anybody time. You need to be good right away, or at least showing that you can be good right away. You know, I think that's the problem here. And I said, I don't think this is changing anytime soon for any of these positions.
I'll pose this question to you. You're a coach or a GM. Do you want a quarterback that it has better intangibles and has stepped up in big games, has average arm strength, and maybe average mobility? Or do you want the guy that has all the upside but failed to live up to expectations in college?
I want the guy who's performed somewhat. You know, expectations in college, but failed. I mean, there was something to that. It doesn't mean you can't translate to the NFL, but I'm going to have my doubts. Upside is great, but you got to realize it sooner or later. You know, there's so much that goes along with it. You know it, and I know it here. Do you love football? Are you in the right system here? I think there are a lot of players that get drafted to the wrong system, and it's unfortunate for them, unlucky. Where if they would have gotten drafted with this team, yeah, they'd be successful. But they got drafted to this team and this coach and this system, and they're not successful.
To George's point, we're going to take a look at Trevor Lawrence in year number two with Doug Peterson at the helm. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz right here on the grid. Coming right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To 23 touchdowns this year, which is an increase of about 11, right? But they go from 3-14 to, let's say, 7-10. Is that worth a number one overall draft pick, top guy? Or do you start saying, you know, maybe Trevor Lawrence is not the guy? Maybe he's not the answer.
Well, let's just say you play devil's advocate here. Let's say he has a good year. Now, I'm not talking spectacular, but a good year.
What's
what
good?
They have, Joe?
What's good?
I'm going to get to that. But let's say he has a good year. We like what we see here. You like him. We like, all right, you can see some hope here. What's their record? 7-10? 8-9 would be, wow, they got the 8-9, right? So they're not going to be great anyway. I mean, this cast, they're better than they were last year. I no doubt. Travis Etienne coming back from the injury, he'll be better as well. He'll make them better. You know, Ingram, Green, got stolen, and he's still probably a better tight end than they've had. So there's upgrades. Yeah, I just don't like the money they've spent on these upgrades. You know, now you said, getting Sheriff, great, fine. He'll certainly help the offensive line here. Defense still has some issues here all over the place here, although they played okay at times last year. Ask any Buffalo Bills fan, they'll still talk about that Buffalo-Jacksonville game where Jacksonville shut them down. But, you know, I'm not seeing an all-world team here. Granted, it's in a division where, we know Houston's going to be terrible. You know, Indianapolis, we have our doubts with Matt Ryan. You know, Tennessee, Ryan Tannehill. So there's no great quarterback you're worried about, unlike the Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and everybody in the AFC West here. But I'm not seeing a team that's going to make this massive leap. They may not be terrible, but they'll still be. They weren't terrible, but their best case scenario is not bad. You know, you're terrible, bad, not bad, average. They might get to not bad. You know, that sort of thing. So I don't think they're going to make huge incremental leaps here. They're going to be a playoff contender. I don't see that.
All right, so let's take it a step further. Their total this year is exactly where it was with Urban Meyer, 6.5. It's juiced to the under at -120. You want to take a shot on the over, 6.5, it's +100, okay? Let's assume we'll give them two divisional wins against Houston with new head coach Lovie Smith. Let's just say Davis Mills and Houston's in a complete rebuild. Peterson will eke out two wins over the divisional opponent, right? They went toe-to-toe with Indianapolis. They split, get the regular season victory at the end of the year, and did cover that game in Indy. So let's give them one against Indy. Now we have three, okay? Let's say they lose both to Tennessee. Here's who they play. You ready? Denver, Las Vegas.
Loss.
All right. Dallas.
Loss.
New York Giants.
That's a possible win.
Kansas City.
Loss.
L.A. Chargers.
Loss.
Philly.
Loss.
Detroit.
Possible win.
Baltimore.
Loss.
Jets, that they lost to in MetLife.
Possible win.
All right, so they're close.
That's six. But we're giving them all the possible wins. Giants, Jets,
well, of course,
Detroit.
Yeah.
And you're giving them one against Indianapolis.
Right. Close. So, you're right. Yeah, I mean,
it's close.
I mean,
and then, by the way, once I say we're giving them every possible, we're also giving them every possible loss too. Maybe they squeak out a win against, I don't know, the Cowboys or somebody. Yeah, certainly could happen. But I'm still going to have them with the under.
Yeah, it's a tough bet. It really is a tough bet because how much do you buy into Peterson? You know, do you buy into Peterson saying he's going to transform this offense where, you know, Urban Meyer was a la Vic Fangio, Joe Judge, right? I mean, at times I couldn't believe that Trevor Lawrence heading into like the fourth quarter had 95 yards passing. I was like, this kid looks like a deer in the headlights. Like, come on, man. You know, throw the football. I just don't understand it, but we'll see how it plays out. It is intriguing. Now, when you're taking the win totals, you have to take into account the schedule. We don't know exactly how it's going to fare out,
correct,
but we know the teams. Now, what do you think their odds, George, to make the playoffs? You want to take a shot? Just so you know, it's very, very high, okay, not to make the playoffs. -650 to the no, +450 to the yes in year one with Peterson and year number two with Trevor Lawrence at the helm. Almost 5-1. When we come back, we'll look at some other teams. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we are rocking and rolling right here, breaking down all the teams for the upcoming season. Left off with Trevor Lawrence and Jacksonville. Can he be the answer in year number two with Doug Peterson at the helm? If you're going to take a shot on Jacksonville to make the playoffs on FanDuel, +450 to the yes, -650 to the no. You want to join in on your favorite team, give us a call, 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. Bring in our great producer, Andrew Torres, get his take. You think Trevor Lawrence, Andrew, is the answer in Jacksonville? Can he be an elite top 10 quarterback in the years to come?
Top 10, yes. Will he crack the top 5 or top 3? I don't know. I think it'll be a couple of years for him to develop. I think he'll definitely be better this year this upcoming year than he was last year. That's for certain. And I think it's good. I think the head coach is going to make a difference. you have a Super Bowl winning quarterback that can bring a lot of experience, who's a little bit more offensive minded. I think it's going to be a big change for him. I think his confidence level is going to go up a little bit, and I think we're going to see that difference.
All right, yes or no? You taking them to go over their 6.5 total this year?
Yes.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Without hesitation, George. No hesitation in the kid. He shot the three in the corner to win it. What do you think about that?
Oh, good for him. Not a Jacksonville fan either. Andrew's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, for those who don't know. The over is going to be tough. You know, we just went through their schedule here. They're going to have to win all these games that we say they're maybes. Yeah, and really, and we're giving them one with Indianapolis, too, and that still only gets you to 6. You know, see, it's going to be tough for them. I think they are improved. No doubt they are improved. I don't think they're a joke anymore. They certainly were a joke last year with the Urban. Peterson will make them more legit here. Their division is not the toughest division on the planet, although the Titans and Colts are certainly better than the Jags. Texans are worse. But his schedule is not easy. You know, we went through all the teams already. They got to beat Detroit, Giants, Jets. I think they play the Commanders, too. So they got to beat the Commies there. Good luck. You know, to get to 6.5, they're probably going to have to beat 3 of those 4, right? And then you get the 3 wins in a division that you said. Beat Houston twice and beat, you know, split with either Indianapolis or Tennessee. And then you still need another win somewhere. You know, so you're going to have to beat one of those AFC West teams. Broncos, Raiders, Chiefs, Chargers. Anybody see that happening? Cowboys, if you're playing them this year. All right, so, I mean, not easy. I'm not going to see them get the 6.5. I think they'll be better. I do think they'll be better, but I don't think they'll get the over.
All right, we'll see. I like the over. I think in year two, I'm going to roll the dice with Peterson. I do like Kirk. I think he's going to be an added dimension, and I love Zay Jones. I don't love Ingram. I think Ingram is a great route runner, has great athleticism, but he just can't catch the football. He sucks. I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't wear tactified gloves. Do something. Just catch the football. That's all you have to do. That's your main job. They're not even asking this guy to block.
Yeah, he's bad. You're right. He's great. He gets open. Getting open is not the issue for Ingram, right? No problem getting open. He just has trouble. And I always find this odd. Don't you find this weird for a receiver, you know, a tight end's a receiver? They can't catch. That's your job. And you can't. And you have bad hands. It's weird.
I don't know. You know, get in front of the jugs gun like Brady does, and all of a sudden catch 2,000 balls before the start of week number one. That's your job. That's why you're getting paid $10 million. You're not getting paid $10 million to look great with the oil on the arms, the gloves, the towel, and not catch a football. I mean, come on now. I don't understand these guys. He was so good in college back in the day in Oxford that I thought Evan Ingram was really going to transform the tight end position, hybrid tight end. That really is Travis Kelce and now George Kittle for the most part. I mean, Ingram, he sucks. I mean, I would give him, honestly, in terms of an overall football player on the NFL level, he's like a 3, okay? He's like the Ferrari that looks great until you crack it on the side of the curb and then you're spending $150,000 just to fix it. It's amazing. So we'll see how that plays out for Trevor Lawrence. I do want to turn to Houston with Lovie Smith, because this is an intriguing win total. I mean, I don't know how much lower you can get, George. 3.5 is the total, okay? And you want to take the under? Plus 125 to the under with the Houston Texans. Now, do you believe Davis Mills is the answer? I don't. I don't believe Lovie Smith is the answer. I think he's a great defensive-minded coach. Couldn't get it done in Champaign for the Fighting Illini. Best he did there was 6-7 overall in a bowl loss to Cal. Can he take this team to the next level, a la what he did in Chicago years ago? I don't think so. I'm sorry. 3.5, I would lean to the under here at plus 125, but here's their schedule. You ready? They play the NFC East. So Washington, Dallas, okay? Then you got Denver. Then all the way Kansas City, LA Chargers, Philadelphia. You got the Raiders, the Giants, Chicago, Cleveland, and Miami. Yes or no, in your opinion?
Well, they would have the same schedule as the Jacksonville Jaguars, other than two different games there. Oh, three different
right,
games.
Right, with Cleveland and Miami. Well, actually, three different.
Cleveland, Miami, Chicago. And they'll get that NFC right. Different game, which will be Chicago. Boy, I mean, this is a bad team. I mean, you're looking at this. Your quarterback,
who are they
Davis
getting
Mills?
A win against?
I have some hope with Davis Mills, Joe. Some, but, man, there's no running game here. I mean, you got Rex Burkhead and Marlon Mack as your top two. Agabawa, I'm not even pronouncing that name again. Sorry, not happening. No running game. If I'm Brandon Cooks, I'd be like, please trade me. Please, come on, man. Anyone?
All right,
please come get me. They said they won't get him.
No, Brandon Cooks. If Brandon Cooks is gone, the win total's 2.5.
I don't think they get there, if you're asking me. 3.5 is a low number. It'd be tough to really to bet on this, but I don't think they get there.
All right, let's give them best case.
It's not going to get any better for them.
Best case scenario, we'll give them 2 wins like we did Jacksonville, for Houston.
Right, you can't do that.
But let's just try.
You said Jacksonville's going to beat them. Now you're going to say they're going to beat Jacksonville? We're going against each other here.
No,
we can't do that.
All right, I think Jacksonville's going to beat them both games. So, all right, so let's give them.
I think they get split.
All right, so let's give them 1-1. We'll give them 1 win.
I'll give them 1 win.
All right, so 1 win. Are they going to split against Dallas, Washington? Yes or no?
The NFC East, maybe they can go beat the Giants. Maybe.
All right, so there's 2. They're not beating Russell Wilson in Denver. At Denver? No.
They're not beating the AFC West. Forget about it. They're not beating Cleveland.
Are they beating Philadelphia?
No, I said in the NFC East, I'm only giving you 1 win. Giants, that's it.
All right, are they beating the – you said they're not beating the Raiders, right? Okay, so now we have to look at
the
last –
all
right, so are they beating Justin Fields and Chicago at home – at Chicago, by the way?
All right, there's a shot there. All right, there's a shot that Bears are another not-so-good team.
All right, Cleveland and Deshaun come to their house. That's also if he is playing
– what if it's not Deshaun?
It might be Baker.
Yeah,
I mean, all right.
Baker, still, I don't think Baker will be there, but
right.
Brissette. But either way, Cleveland's a much better team. Just won't have the quarterback, but they'll have a decent quarterback. No, they're not beating Cleveland either.
All right, and then at Miami with 2 and that offense.
No, they're not beating Miami
right.
either.
So this is a dead under. This is a good play at plus 125.
Yeah.
I like it.
Like I said, I just don't like betting 3.5, but I think there's a 2-3 win team at most.
Yeah, I agree with you. They might be in a complete rebuild. Let's say they're in the running for Bryce Young next year, okay?
Yeah, exactly. So I think they want that, by the way. I think they want that. That's why I think they will trade. I know they said they're not interested in trading Brandon Cooks. I think that's a lie. I think eventually they will trade him. I think they'll trade pretty much anything they can that's not nailed down because they want to finish last.
Okay. No, I agree with you. I think, honestly, I'm not sold on their offensive line. I think their defensive line sucks. You could run on them. They wore down towards the end of the season. I believe Rashad Penny had 150 yards at the end of the season on that defense. I think they're just terrible. I really do. So I think a 2-win football team at the most for Houston. I would take the under. I might play that after the show at plus 125 immediately. How about Washington? Let's look at the NFC now. 8.5. Okay, with Carson Wentz at the helm, juice to the under, minus 160. Now, I love the pieces around Carson Wentz, but I can't buy into him. I really can't. I'm sorry. Cannot buy into Carson Wentz in any capacity. He is like the kryptonite of NFL teams. Wherever he goes, all of a sudden, they crap the bed. So, love McLaurin. I love Antonio Gibson, love Logan Thomas, but when you have that kryptonite under center, it's a sell immediately.
Yeah, you're harder on Wentz than I am. I don't like Wentz, but I don't want to put the guy 6 feet under either. I do think he's an upgrade from Tyler Heineke. So I think he is an upgrade there. Now, they do play in the NFC East, which is not the strongest of divisions here. So if we're going to judge this, the first question is, how many games can they win in the division? 3-3?
All right, we'll give them 3-3.
Let's give them 3-3. There's a chance they can win 4, a chance they can win 2. But they do play with Giants twice, could easily beat them twice. And they can just split with either Dallas or Philadelphia. I think that's fair to give them 3. Chicago, they play. They play Chicago, Detroit, and Houston.
I think Detroit and Chicago 2? Can beat them. Give them 2.
I'll give them 2. I'm going to give them 2 wins there. I won't give them all 3, but I'll give you 2. So that's 5. I think it's a loss to Indianapolis, loss to San Fran, Lost to Green Bay. Here come the losses, though. Lost to San Fran. Lost to Green Bay. Lost to Minnesota. Lose to Tennessee. Lose to Cleveland. They play Atlanta and Jacksonville. You didn't even beat those two teams. We only get you to 8.
Yeah. Sell Ron Rivera. Sell Carson Wentz at minus 160. You'll never look back. When George and I return, we'll talk about some other teams in the NFC. Keep a word.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The new intro beats. I mean, rocking and rolling right here on Football Full Circle, breaking down team win totals. You want to give us your opinion or even tell us, hey, you're right, Joe, you suck. I don't care. Chime in on the conversation. Give us a call, 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. Andrew, we talked about Washington and Carson Wentz. You know my feeling about Carson Wentz. I'm not a believer. Are you buying in to Carson Wentz going back to the NFC East and, more importantly, leading this team to a possible playoff appearance?
No.
I love that. No. I tell you what. You know how we...
I pause for dramatic effect. I hope it works.
I love it. I love it because, you know, for those listeners of the show at night, Carver and Lisi, Andrew and I have bucked heads a little bit when it comes to soccer, baseball, and a little
hockey.
Bit of hockey. Right,
You
could tune into the trio tonight because it will be the three of us chiming in on the Masters and Major League Baseball. But I love you. I love the fact that you're locked and loaded today.
Yeah. No. All right. So my thing about Carson Wentz, when he first came to the Eagles back in 2016, and then obviously he had the MVP caliber season. And the event that forever changed his career, the torn ACL in the game against the Rams. Honestly, I didn't think he was going to be the player that he was when he came back, and he wasn't. He was hurt. He was banged up with some other injuries, and I don't think he's as consistent. I really think he lost a lot of confidence in himself and his ability to play the game. And you can see that. This next couple years that he had with the Eagles, his last year with the Eagles, definitely. And I think... coming back to the NFC East might give him a little bit of motivation, but other than that, I'd really have to just wait and see what he looks like on the field. As far as, is he going to be look anything like he was in 2017 as the MVP of the league, or is he going to be the post ACL, all the back injuries and stuff like that his last couple years with the Eagles?
That's a very good point. And George, I'll pose this question to you. I almost call it the Mike Tyson effect, okay? When Mike Tyson got knocked out by Buster Douglas, a 42-year one shot, he was never the same fighter ever since that time, right? He was a dominant player or a dominant fighter at that point, walked through the motions, got caught, didn't prepare maybe all that well, and never lived up to expectations after that. And I'm not saying that Carson Wentz didn't prepare, but ever since the injury, never the same type of player. Do you buy in to the potential, maybe deer in the headlights type of breakdown there?
I think there's something up here, you know, as far as him, that's on him. Whether it's not he's not prepared, or does he think he's better than he actually is, and it's everyone else's fault but his? You know, I think I probably lean closer to that, where he's just not someone who accepts blame. I mean, Indianapolis couldn't wait to get rid of him. I know Ursay is a little bit of an airbag, windbag there, but he also, you know, the things you just don't see owners, coaches, or anyone say stuff like this about a player. He couldn't wait to get rid of this guy, right? They came out and pretty much trashed him. So strange going on there as far as Carson Wentz. I think he might be someone, Joe, who we've seen this player throughout sports, not just football, baseball, hockey, where they just, you know, it's never their fault. Oh, no, it's always someone else's fault. That kind of guy. I wonder if that's why he's rubbing people the wrong way.
He's not taking accountability for his actions.
There you go.
Baby Wentz. We'll call him Baby Wentz until he proves us differently. How about that on the show? Baby Carson Wentz. All right, let's look at some win totals in the NFC. We'll break down both the Giants and New Orleans. We'll take New Orleans first. 8.5 is the total with Jameis Winston right now, juiced to the under at minus 140. Now, no Alvin Kamara for how long? 5-6 games after that incident in Las Vegas? Let's say give him the max 6. We'll get, you know, could be more, could be less, but we'll say for argument's sake, it's 6. Michael Thomas comes back, Taysom Hill moving to the tight end position, a la hybrid. Can Jameis lead this team over 8.5? Now, let me just say this. He had 14 touchdown passes last year. 5 came in week 1 against Green Bay. The other 4 came in the win against Washington on the road, and one was a Hail Mary. So you want to put that over the course of a 17-game season. It's basically 17 touchdowns and 17 picks for Winston this year.
Listen, I think Winston's going to be all right. I do. I think he's learned some things. He may not be the gunslinger he once was, which could affect both ways. He won't throw as many interceptions, of course, but he won't, you know, maybe throw as many touchdowns either, which with this offense he's not going to do anyways. We don't know about Michael Thomas, Callaway, Tre'Quan Smith, you know, Colonel Troutman there at tight end, Taysom Hill, if he becomes, whatever. This is a work in progress. And you said, Kamara, we're going to give him 6 games here. Maybe he gets 4. Who knows? But they have video of that. So I think 6 is probably right as far as that's concerned. And we don't know who they're playing when, right? That's a big thing for me because maybe those 6 games won't be that bad. You know, they're playing the easier schedule. They're playing Seattle a couple of times first, that sort of thing. But if you're going to go with win totals for them, how many good wins are we giving them in the division? The Saints, right? You play Atlanta twice.
Well, are we giving them 2 against Atlanta, even though Matt Ryan engineered a victory last year in the Dome, 29-27 in New Orleans? Are we giving them 2 wins against Atlanta?
How many give, out of the 6 wins, how many are you going to give them? What can they go in their division? At least 3, right? I got at least 3.
I know, 4. You know, you can't say 4. You can't say 4 because I mean, it wouldn't shock me if they knocked off Tampa Bay again twice. They did it last year with Trevor Siemian and basically Taysom Hill. The defense carried them to both. You can never say never, but for argument's sake, we'll give them 3. Let's give them a 500 record right down the middle.
We'll give them 3 in the division. All right. Arizona. In Arizona. Starts off real well.
I'll give him a loss.
All right. I think I kind of lean with you there. Cleveland. We don't know if they'll have they'll be facing Deshaun or if they'll be faking.
Zach Cleveland, and when is the game? You know, is the game in late November, December? Let's give him a loss. Let's give him a loss.
All right. So that's what we got. We're still with 3 here. Rams, loss. I don't think either one's going to give them a win there. Seattle, I'm going to give them a win.
Okay, 4.
Baltimore and Cincinnati. Can they beat either one? And Pittsburgh, by the way.
We'll give them 1.
Give them 1. Boy, tough. That's 5. They're not going to make it, by the way. San Fran. In San Fran, by the way.
Who's quarterback?
Right, we don't know this either. They have that kind of schedule where there's a lot of I don't knows. We don't know when Kamara's going to, how many games he's going to get or who they're playing during that time. We don't know, you know, who's going to be the quarterback at San Fran. We don't know the quarterback's going to be at Cleveland. Maybe they catch these guys at the right time here. I'll give them a win here just because they got to beat somebody who's decent, right? They play the Raiders here in New Orleans.
They're not beating the Raiders.
In New Orleans. I kind of agree. What about Minnesota and New Orleans? Can they beat Minnesota?
If Kirk Cousins loses that game to Jameis, and give him a loss, and we'll give him the win at Philadelphia.
They're a hard under at this point. They have a lot of empty games.
I know. And we were under their win total last year at 9.
I kind of think they are an under. I think they're an interesting team. I do, but their schedule is rough. Other than your own division. Because you play Atlanta and Carolina 4 times, we don't think they're all that great. But other than that, there are not. Maybe since Seattle will give you as a sort of a gimme game here because we don't know who the quarterback's going to be there. But other than that, every game is going to be contested here. So I think they're an under. I think their defense is good. Thomas could be that guy again. Kamara, how many games is this guy going to get? Too many question marks here for me. I think New Orleans is an under.
I'm with you. All right, so let's look at the Giants. Now, again, here's the crazy part of this. The Giants last year, were one of the most bet teams in terms of, we had a lot of reporters on that covered the NFC East. Almost everyone that came on in the offseason was buying into Joe Judge in New York in year two. They were every guy, I forget what, we had like five or six reporters and beat reporters on in the offseason. They were all on the Giant win total of seven. Joe Judge and the team limped to a sub-500 record, as we know. Never lived up to expectations. Now, this year, they're 7.5, George. Plus 135 to the over on FanDuel. Now, I love Brian Daboll. I think he's a great game caller. I really do. But you still have Danny Dimes there. You have Saquon Barkley. Who really, what did he rush for? 400 yards last year, Saquon? I mean, come on now. I mean, are we a buyer of the New York Giants? And they're like 6.5 to 1 to win the division in the NFC East. They're minus 160 under 7.5 wins. So let's look at this realistically, okay? Forget the division. Out of division, this is who they play. I can't believe this. Green Bay at Green Bay, at Jacksonville, at Minnesota, Chicago, that absolutely boat raced them last year with Joe Judge running, yes, running 21 times in the first half. They were down by like 18, and Mike Glennon threw four passes the entire game. Detroit, Houston, Indianapolis, Tennessee, Baltimore, and Seattle. Now, you tell me. Seattle is a winnable game. Carolina is a winnable game. Outside of that, I don't see many.
Well, the Giants, Daboll knows this is going to be a – they've actually said it here, that it's going to be a rough season or two, because they have cap problems. They get under the cap to get the players they want. They have made no additions this year, right? No major ones. They've actually had losses here. The guys they've let go here that were decent players for them. Right? I mean, you mentioned about Barkley, Daniel Jones. I don't believe in either one either here. I think the wide receiver core has some upside here. Galladay can't possibly be as bad. Kadarius Toney, if he can just stay healthy. You know, Ricky Seals-Jones, a tight end, blah. They do have two top 10 picks. I think one will be an offensive lineman. That will help here. Maybe they get Kyle Hamilton as the other guy. Who knows where that goes. But this is not a good team. Right? I think they understand that. I think they know that they're rebuilding for a year or two here. But they have a lot more than just two. Their schedule is weak. There are teams they can beat, but then again, those teams can beat them as well. You know, you got the division itself. How many wins are we giving inside the division? Dallas, Philadelphia, Washington play each twice. How many wins can they possibly get there?
I have no confidence in them beating Philly twice. I really don't.
Me either. I don't think they beat anybody twice. Can they beat anybody once?
I'll give them one win against Washington. I don't see it, but I'll give them a win against Washington.
I think they go 1-5.
Okay,
I think they go 1-5.
All right, good. So, are they beating Green Bay?
No.
Jacksonville, give them a win, right?
We got to give them some wins. Yes, so that's two wins.
Two.
Minnesota.
No, they're not beating Minnesota. Chicago?
Chicago and Detroit and Houston.
Give them
Chicago,
two out
Detroit,
of three.
Houston, all three. All three at Giant Stadium. So, I'll give you two out of three.
All right, you know, what are we up to?
I'll give you two out of three. That's probably being nice, but I'll give you two out of three.
All right, so what are
Tennessee's going
to
be a no. Baltimore's going to be a no. And then Carolina and Seattle. Even if you give them both wins against Carolina and Seattle, it's
they're
six.
Seven. Six or seven.
Six.
It's
six.
A dead under for the Giants.
Absolutely dead under.
Dead under. That's why it's juice minus 160. I just don't understand why they creep from plus 750 to plus 650 in terms of the NFC East odds on FanDuel. Makes absolutely no sense. And to make the playoffs, the Giants right now, if you want to take a shot, plus 205 to the yes. We'll come back and we'll wrap it up. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh. All right, wrapping up today's show. If you want to hear more of George and I, we'll be on at 10 p.m. Eastern, Carver and Lisi, also Andrew Torres. We left off talking about the New York Giants and their record. There's no shot the Giants are making the playoffs, or more importantly, getting over 7.5 wins. Just not happening in year one with Brian Daboll. But let's break down Atlanta, because you want to see big numbers? Just look at the Atlanta Falcons, George. To make the playoffs on FanDuel, plus 630 to the yes, to the no, minus 1,000.
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta, they play in an easier division, so it wouldn't totally shock you if they get some wins here against Carolina, right? I guess even New Orleans to a degree here, but that's being awfully optimistic. They have no receivers on that team right now, not much of a running game here. I have some hope for Mariota, but not a hell of a lot. This is going to be a bad team.
What about Sam Darnold? We talked about him in the intro. Says he could be a good quarterback. Plus 690 to make the playoffs with Matt Rhule in year number three. Minus 1,200 to the no. They actually believe the Falcons have a better shot to make the playoffs than the Carolina Panthers.
I think it's the Panthers, actually, only because I may not like Darnold, but the rest of the team is kind of solid there. A lot of it depends on McCaffrey. Can he stay healthy, you know, 12 games, 13 games? Can he ever play 16, 17 games? Probably not. But they've got some talent on that team, and we all know if they don't make the playoffs, Matt Rhule is done.
He's toast. He'll be back in Waco before you know it, coaching the Baylor Bears. Or maybe he goes back to Temple. You never know. Led them to an AAC championship with P.J. Walker at the helm. Yes, the same P.J. Walker that was in the XFL for the Houston Roughnecks and on Indianapolis and now Carolina. So think about that right now. So amazing when you just think about Matt Rhule's progression to the NFL. We also talked about the Texans. You think the Texans can make the playoffs? Well, put it on the wood, because right now, plus 1420 to the yes on FanDuel for George Kurtz, Andrew Torres. I'm Joe Lisi. We'll see you tonight on Carver and Lisi, 10 p.m. Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh coming up next. Have a great day, everyone.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.